The Bridgeport Hotel in Murray Bridge is on the cusp of opening, with bookings now available. Joining me for an update is General Manager Mary Lou Corcoran. Hi there, Mary Lou. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Morning to all the listeners.
How's it looking?
It's looking fantastic. I mean, as you drive past it, you can see there's been a lot of progress and we're doing all the grounds outside right now. But it's a hive of activity inside. We've had so much furniture arrive. We've managed to set up the COD Sports Bar so far and a partial setup of the gaming room. But all the beds have arrived and I'd have to say the staff are pretty keen to finish moving the beds because they're pretty heavy. It's just all happening very quickly now.
Yeah. So for those who may not be aware, it's a gigantic space that you're renovating, restoring some of the heritage of this really old, beautiful hotel, but making it fresh and adding kind of elements of Murray Bridge to it. It's a hotel, restaurants, there's bars. Tell us more about it.
Oh, and there is so much to offer. But you're right. We've managed to sort of retain a lot of pictures of the area and pictures of the hotel, and they'll be featured throughout the hotel. We also ran a bit of a competition with the photos for all the photos in the rooms, and so we've got some beautiful pictures up of not only Murray Bridge but the Murraylands, because that's what it's about. We're hoping that when they do come and stay, people, that they get out and experience the beautiful Murraylands that surround us and support all those other tourism options that are in town and the surrounds. I'd have to say the functions have been a very big draw card so far. So lots of birthday parties are booking in and lots of conferencing, which is fantastic because it'll just create that hive around the hotel. Our website's open, as well as our Facebook has well been refreshed. So now you can get on and not only book rooms, but you can get on the website and the Facebook and actually book straight through to your dinners. And we have these great systems in place. And I will comment, the technology in the hotel has probably what has amazed me the most. In all the hotels I've worked in, this one is very impressive, even through to the fact that your phone becomes the key for the room. And so we can program your phone before you even arrive, and that's great, you know, because everyone, you know, loses little keys or they, you know, get put next to your phone and then they get demagnetised. So I think that's fantastic technology, but also when people leave the room, everything shuts down. So we're all about energy efficiencies and conserving energy. I'd have to say one of the biggest challenges so far is making sure we've got all the right people for the right jobs.
Yeah, hundreds of people, right?
Well, yeah, it's about 151 right now, and that includes management. And we've done a fair bit of a drive across the area because we certainly didn't want to come in and have to have such a large employment force but drained from other businesses because they are going to get very busy. And so we really targeted looking at attitude because we can always train skill.
That's a good approach. I like that.
Yeah. Mm. So we've picked up about 52 long-term job seekers, which is great. And they've all been through a Cert 2 in hospitality. And so they're going to complete that on-site with their on-site training. Yeah, we've also picked up some people from the Big W Distribution Centre, which is great.
Oh, that's the one that's closed down, yeah.
And they're fantastic. We've got a couple of people that... Actually, we've been very diverse in our employment. So we've got a couple of people that are over 60. We've got 10 people that have disabilities. We've got some Indigenous representation, which is fantastic. We've got the long-term unemployed. And we've got a very multicultural employment force, which is fantastic. I think we've got about 17 different countries represented in the team.
Oh, great.
And so, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. And right now those guys are all bonding and becoming together as a team with cleaning and unpacking.
Excellent. Are you still looking for staff?
Yeah, we are still looking for some staff, mainly in some front office staff and some food and beverage staff. We sort of estimated that we were going to be busy with the natural fact that we're opening a new facility in the town. We're very busy. So, yeah, we're looking for some more food and beverage, some bar service staff, and those front office staff. So, yeah, people can still drop in their resumes.
And you're near the rowing centre now, is that
right?
We are.
We set up the Bridgeport Employment Centre. It was just a little bit too dangerous, people coming on and off the site with resumes and things like that. And also we wanted to, you know, make sure our staff were protected as well. So we've been working with the rowing centre down there, which is fantastic. And it's been a really big asset for us to be able to not only sort of activate that area and make people aware that the rowing centre has been redeveloped and they've got a great cafe there. Well, it's soon to be a cafe. So we've been very thankful to not only the Murray Bridge Council but the Rowing Association as well.
Mary Lou Cochran's with me. She's the General Manager of the up-and-coming Bridgeport Hotel. You were looking at a June 8 opening. How's that going? Is it on track?
And, you know, time is just going so quickly. It is on track for June the 8th, but we've had a little another thing thrown in, and we never sort of like to say no in hospitality. There's always a solution to everything. And so we do have 170 people arriving on the 3rd that'll be staying within the house, and that's the National Rowing Championships are on. So
you figured out a way to make it work about a week early.
We're just going to make it work. And we're in a situation where they're, you know, don't, we were worried about our licensing, but they don't require any beverages in the way of alcohol because they're all in training. So it's the National Institute of Sport, and they're under 19s, under 21s and under 24s, I believe. And so there won't be any drinking. So that saved us that concern. But, yeah, we were put on a lot of extra staff to make sure it is right for these guys. And during that period, we won't be open to the public. We'll only be open to those that are staying in-house. Just because we didn't want to lose this opportunity for Murray Bridge, so we went all out to make sure it happened.
So can you say yet when it's going to be properly open to the public?
Yeah, June the 8th it's going to be properly open. So we're taking dinner reservations for the first day, June the 8th, lunches and dinners. And we've had a lot of people ringing in and emailing because they either had a meal on the last day of the Bridgeport and they want to eat on the first day of the Bridgeport, or people that just want to be part of that first day celebrations. And it's going to be an interesting day, but I think all those people that are coming in understand that we're starting with a whole new team. A lot of them have never worked in the areas before, so hopefully they'll all be patient with us and give us great feedback that will help us build the team a lot more.
Oh, fantastic. And a grand opening party as well?
Yes, we've got a couple of grand opening parties. We do have one for all the builders and suppliers, obviously. That's a private function. And we're going to have a little one for the staff to just get them motivated beforehand. But I think also another special one is the fact that the Murray Bridge Business Association approached us, and on the 4th, before we open, we're going to have a special breakfast with all the Murray Bridge Business Association people. But then we have the grand opening on July the 2nd, and it's fantastic to see that the Premier of South Australia is going to be down here and opening up this fantastic facility that's going to have such a great return to the Murraylands.
Great. So if we want to book for dinner or a hotel room or a space, a conference, Bridgeport Hotel in Murray Bridge, look them up online and on Facebook. Mary Lou Cochran, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much, and looking forward to seeing everyone real soon.